What's new in business news, October 10th, 2013? Suvarnabhumi overcrowding slows, tablet coupons to parents instead of school purchases, and fish disappeared after oil spill, villagers complain. Aviation. Suvarnabhumi Airport overcrowding slows. Congestion at Suvarnabhumi Airport has slowed, thanks to relief provided by Don Mueang Airport. But overcrowding will continue to plague the airport in the future. Passenger traffic was 51 million for fiscal 2013, which ended yesterday. This is a 1.92% decline from last year's 52 million. Suvarnabhumi continues to operate beyond its annual capacity of 45 million passengers. AirAsia flights shifted to Don Mueang in October 2012. Without this shift, Suvarnabhumi's congestion would be even worse, with passenger throughput easily reaching 60 million in fiscal 2013. Suvarnabhumi's expansion, which will raise annual passenger handling capacity by one-third to 60 million, will not be completed until the end of 2016. Construction of a third runway is planned, and Airports of Thailand, or AOT, hopes to avoid the lengthy Environmental Impact Assessment, or EIA, process by defining the proposed runway as an emergency facility whose length would not exceed 3,000 meters. Technology. Tablet coupons to parents instead of school purchases. For the one tablet per child scheme, the government has put forth a proposal to issue cash coupons to parents who would then buy a tablet for their child instead of the government purchasing the tablets in an e-auction. The program is needed now that the government faces budget constraints. The proposal is also aimed at providing alternative brand name tablet choices to students and their parents. Under the proposal, a 3,000 baht cash coupon would be given to each student, an amount considered sufficient to buy a tablet with standard specifications for school use. If parents can afford a higher capacity device, they can pay the difference themselves. Tablets in the scheme must support the Android, iOS, or Windows operating system. The idea is said to be justified now that the Education Ministry has set the new median price of tablets under the scheme this round at only 3,000 baht due to budget constraints. The coupons will make it unnecessary for the government to conduct another e-auction to procure tablets for students. Oil spill. Fish disappeared after oil spill, villagers complain. Rayong's coastal residents say they are still living with the impacts of the July 27th oil spill, despite a cleanup conducted in the area. Villagers at Bangkarchur fishing community, just north of the area where the oil spill was washed ashore, said that fish and marine life appeared to have disappeared from the sea. Local fishermen normally catch between 40 kilograms and 50 kilograms of fish, but they say their catch has dropped to only 2 kilograms. Many of the fishermen were thinking of giving up their fishing jobs and turning to construction work. A seafood restaurant operator said fewer people now visit Rayong since the environmental mishap, with sales of 5,000 baht of food a day dropping to 200 to 800 baht. The local small-scale fishery association said state agencies were placing the wrong emphasis in restoring the image of Rayong and revving up tourism promotion campaigns when they should pay more attention to the sea environment.